Happy Sabbath, boys and girls. Happy Sabbath. Today we're going to be talking about prayer. And I was going to ask, why is it so important to pray?
Yes. Because we're talking to God.
Yes. And when you talk to God, what do you ask? Why is it so important? Like, when you pray, what do you ask? Or what do you say when you pray? When we pray, first we have to always thank God for waking us up every single morning, for giving us life and for protection. And you also ask for gratitude, and you praise him all the time, and you have to ask him for forgiveness. And you also ask him for spiritual blessings, like, Lord, help me to be like you. Help me to have your character every single day. And when you also pray, you have to pray like with sincere heart. It can be like a prayer that is like repeating. It has to be like a prayer that you, like you talk to a best friend. You know how you talk to your mom and your dad? And that's how you talk to him. Is prayer only for adults, or is that prayer for everybody, for children? For everybody, as long as you walk and talk and you breathe, prayer's for everybody, boys and girls and adults, until the day we die. We have to always pray. Did you know there's three kinds of prayer? There's the public prayer. Public prayer is like right now when we pray in church. And then there is the family prayer that you pray when you pray during when you do family worship. And there's the secret prayer, is when you pray to God alone, when it's just you and him. And that is the most important prayer, is the secret prayer, when it's just you and God. You can tell him everything and talk to him like he is your best friend, because he known you before you were even born. And in the Bible, who was the best example of the best example for prayer? Jesus. Yes, Jesus was the best example, because there will be nights that he will not sleep all night. He would be praying to his Father. And he was the best example, and everything he did in here on earth was a good example for us. We should follow all his example. And I was going to read you a passage in John 17, because he prayed for his disciples, but he also prayed for us, for the people that was going to live afterwards. In John 17:15, it says, I do not pray that you should take them from this world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. Whenever we pray, we have protection from the Lord. He's the one that protects us. And that is how you was able to come from your house, safe to church. And you have to always pray to go back to your house for protection. He's the only one that always sends his angel. Each of you guys have an angel that protect you. Always remember that. And also, there are things that only Jesus can do for us that even our parents can do for us. You know, when you have any issues that our parents cannot do for us, only God can do that for us. And our parents ourselves, we need help from the Lord. But always remember this, kids, that every single day we have to always pray. Even Jesus said, watch and pray that we do not fall into temptation, okay? And to end this, who wanted to have a closing prayer? Any hands? Okay. Who want to go first, Valerie? Or
Heavenly Father God, bless us. We're praying for we in church. Let's worship you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and that you gave us a breath to live again this morning. And please bless all of us in here. Please bless the ones that are watching us here too. Bless them if they're sick or having a bad time at their homes. Please just help us to learn about you and keep following your instructions as long as we're alive. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. You can go back to your seat. Have a happy Sabbath.